Electronic gadgets are fast taking over many aspects of our everyday lives. Smart active loudspeakers are one of the newer technologies that function not by touch, but by listening to voice instructions and acting on request. The RNIB is keeping a close watch on these devices, and Mike Hutchinson has put one of the most popular, the Amazon Echo, through its paces.
I've always been fascinated by gadgets. Over the years, I've accumulated so many of them that promised to change my life, but all too frequently, they fell well short of the mark. Either they simply didn't work, or they broke down, leaving me quite a tidy sum out of pocket. For some time, I've given a home to one gadget, which not only lives up to expectations, but is becoming more and more useful. It's not particularly expensive to buy or to run, and it is able to perform a multitude of tasks without the need for any technical knowledge. It has become apparent to me that it does offer significant advantages for anyone who is visually impaired or has mobility problems. I thought I'd share my experiences with you. The RNIB has also been seriously looking at these devices, given the advantages that they offer. These are generally termed smart speakers. Now, you may already have a number of speaking devices, a talking watch or clock to tell you the time, an electronic notebook or a reading device to enable you to listen to talking books and chatterbox. So you will already be familiar with this type of technology. But a smart speaker can do all these things and so much more. Put simply, they are a small, mains-powered loudspeaker that is connected to the internet. They have few, if any, physical controls, and once set up, function from instructions from your own voice. You simply say, in plain English, what you require, and they will respond. The smaller ones would sit comfortably on the palm of your hand, and the larger ones are about 10 inches tall. The cost ranges from about £40 to just over £100. Currently, there are two manufacturers, Google and Amazon. Let's see what the Amazon Echo can do. Alexa, what's the time?
It's noon.
Alexa, what's the weather like tomorrow?
Tomorrow in Norwich, you can expect showers with a high of 9 and a low of 3.
You may want to know what the latest news headlines are. What's the news?
Here's your flash briefing. In headlines from BBC News.
6 people have been arrested on suspicion of belonging to the banned far-right terror group National Action. They were detained this morning at addresses around the country.
I've cut that a bit short, but you get the idea. If you don't want the BBC News, there are alternative services that can be used. The Amazon Echo can remember things for you, quite useful in my case. A basic function is as an alarm clock. Alexa, set the alarm for 7:30 tomorrow.
Is that 7:30 in the morning or in the evening?
In the morning.
Alarm set for 7:30 a.m. tomorrow.
You'll have noticed that the Echo checked whether it was in the morning or evening. At the appropriate time, the device will give a gentle bonging noise until you tell it to stop. You can have as many speakers as you like, so you could have one on the bedside table. Now we can set up a more specific reminder. Alexa, remind me I have a dental appointment.
When should I remind you?
Next Thursday.
What time, the 11th of January, should I remind you?
11:30 a.m.
Okay. I'll remind you the 11th of January at 11:30 a.m.
Again, the device wanted to know the detailed date and time when it needs to remind me. With a few simple instructions, the Amazon Echo can put events in your internet calendar and remind you, if you ask, what is planned. You can easily check what is coming up in the next day or two, or on a specific day. Alexa, what is in my calendar for January the 5th?
On Friday, the 5th of January, there are 4 events. At 10 a.m. there's Take Medication. At 12 p.m. there's Return Stick to Chatterbox. At 3 p.m. there's Doctor's Appointment. And at 8 p.m. there's Concert at Theatre.
Now let's think about a shopping list. Ask the Echo to put something on your list. Alexa, add potatoes to my shopping list.
I've put potatoes on your shopping list.
Put baked beans on my shopping list.
Got it. I put baked beans on your shopping list.
If you want to know what you have on the shopping list to date, then just ask. Alexa, what's on my shopping list?
You have 5 items on your shopping list. Rhubarb, cornflakes, potatoes, instant coffee.
If someone does the shopping on your behalf, all your requests can be made to appear on their mobile phone. Now let's try one other reminder function. Alexa, remind me to take my pills.
When should I remind you?
Again, the Echo asks for a little bit more detail. Every day at 7:30.
Is that 7:30 in the morning or in the evening?
In the morning.
Okay, I'll remind you every day at 7:30 a.m.
By now you'll realise that every request must be preceded by me saying, Alexa, then, and only then, is the device listening to what you say. It simply isn't eavesdropping on your everyday life. The Echo functions as a radio. You simply ask for the station require. Alexa, play BBC Radio 2.
Here's Radio 2.
So let's start with the plastic story. China doesn't want ours anymore, since Britain sends 500,000 tonnes of our discarded plastic there.
I've had to fade that. There is no need for a volume control. You just ask for the volume to be higher or lower. The radio function comes as a free service and covers pretty much every radio station in the whole world, including your local radio stations. Play BBC Radio Norfolk.
BBC Radio Norfolk from TuneIn.
To one, hi there, Chrissy, Happy New Year. Richard, I would like to play this one for, says Shelley on the text. She's text Norfolk to 81333.
The device also functions as a music library. You can request a specific title, or a favourite artist, or simply a particular type of music. Let's try it, and I'm going to have to fade these each time. First of all, let's choose an artist. Alexa, play something by Tom Jones.
Shuffling songs by Tom Jones.
Just watch the sunrise on the other side of town.
Now more specifically, by artist and song title. Play Congratulations by Cliff Richard.
Congratulations by Cliff Richard.
Congratulations and celebrations.
Now I want to listen to some violin music. I'll leave it to the Echo to make the choice. Alexa, play some violin music.
Here's a station for violin music, Virtuoso Violinists.
The library of music goes back quite a long way. Play some music from the 1940s.
Playing 1940s music.
Unlike the other functions, there is a small charge for these services. Amazon provide a comprehensive library of 40 million titles for about £7 a month or less. Yes, you did hear that correctly. I did say 40 million titles. Now let's look at a few other tasks that the device can do for free. It can perform mathematical functions. What is 327 multiplied by 95?
327 multiplied by 95 is 31,065.
What is 20 degrees Celsius in Fahrenheit?
20 degrees Celsius is 68 degrees Fahrenheit.
The Echo is a mine of useful information. Who is the Prime Minister of Spain?
Spain's Prime Minister is Mariano Rajoy.
What's on TV tonight?
The big shows on TV tonight are EastEnders at 8 p.m, Would I Lie to You at 8:30 p.m, and Miriam's Big American Adventure at 9 p.m. on BBC.
Is Sainsbury's open today?
The Sainsbury's on William Frost Way is open from now until 11 p.m.
On the recreational side, the Amazon Echo can play some simple games, tell jokes, give advice, and answer general knowledge questions. It also has some local knowledge. These smart speakers can be connected wirelessly to other items in your home, so they will operate on your verbal command. For example, modern central heating systems can be instructed to increase and decrease the room temperature. These adaptations are rather expensive, and you would be best advised to talk to a central heating engineer. Switching lights on and off, and also unlocking the front door, is also a possibility. These devices cannot function as a telephone. You cannot, at the present time, make calls on them to anyone on the home telephone or a mobile, nor can you contact the emergency services. But this facility will be available very shortly. If your family or friends also have a similar device, you can make calls to them directly, which will be absolutely free of charge. Well, that's just a taster of what the Amazon Echo can do. The Google Home is very similar. There are hundreds of skills, and new ones are being added all the time. Once you've learnt the skills you require, they make life easy to manage in so many ways. There's simply no technical knowledge required. You'll be surprised what the Echo can do. Finally, just to remind you, these devices need mains electricity. They don't use much, and they do need a connection to broadband. Perhaps you know someone who has one. They are becoming very popular, so you can put one through its paces yourself to see if it's right for you. If you'd like more information about whether to buy the Amazon Echo, contact the RNIB Technology for Life team by emailing tfl@rnib.org.uk or call the RNIB helpline on 03 03 123 9999. That's 03 03 123 9999. I hope you find that useful. Alexa, good night.
Good night. Sleep well.
Mike Hutchinson was telling us about the Amazon Echo.